This is Twit.
So I came back and Twitter said, $3, please. Twitter blue.
Yeah, I'll pass.
Done.
Yeah, you and me. I subscribed. I don't. What did we get? I don't know.
Yeah.
You get
really?
Three things.
I get it.
You get three things.
Three things.
You get a clock on your tweet with a little rotating, so you can think better of it. You can't edit it, but at least you can pull it back before it goes into.
But all that means is they're just not posting it.
That's all they're doing. That's yeah. Two is it's scroll brought to life in that links to various publishers like the Washington Post from the Twitter feed. Will go there without ads. Doesn't get you around the paywall or anything, but it goes to an ad-free experience for that story.
And some of the revenue goes to those publications.
Yeah. Oh, yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And then three is the return of a form of Nuzzle. So hot news is whatever the people you follow on Twitter have been linking to.
So that's what got
me.
Okay,
that would be worth the $3.
I miss Nuzzle. I was a huge Nuzzle fanatic. So sad when they got bought by Twitter. So where do I go? There's a hot news.
If you go to there's a little fire on your left margin. At least that's on the web version. Let me see what it is.
Oh, on the web. So let me go on the web.
How do I give them money? I haven't seen any. I mean, I've seen the news, but I haven't.
You go to your profile.
I got it.
Cool. She found it already.
And you'll see blue there. It's called Top Articles.
It's in the menu, right?
Top Articles.
Okay.
I don't know what I'm seeing. This is why I'm not a fan of Twitter. It's a little random. But anyway.
Well, if you follow Chris Saliza, you deserve what you get.
I deserve what I get. You're exactly right. Top Articles? Is this what you're... This is the new Nuzzle? Is Top Articles?
Yes.
Okay.
So these are...
This is because
weird.
People I know.
It's the same as mine.
Yeah. Because you follow the same people I do, probably.
Scroll some more.
I don't care about the Goddard School District ordering 29 books removed from circulation. I don't even know where Goddard is. How the media missed a New Jersey Senate candidate's racist social media posts. Malala got married. Okay.
That's nice.
Yeah, it's nice. Mark Ruffalo and Jonathan Scott have electile dysfunction. Skip. Real earnings summary. Don't know. CNN poll. Skip. 51-month sentence for QAnon shaman. Oh, yeah, that was an interesting.
Oh, that's a big story.
They're going.
Yeah.
They're through the. I guess that's what you call throwing the book at him.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see if he gets it. If they get it, but that's what the prosecutors are asking for. So these are. This is Nuzzle. You're saying.
It's Nuzzle not, limited to
it's
Twitter.
It's not as good as Nuzzle was because I had different things. But these are articles most shared in my network of people. Can I change? It's only last 24 hours. There's no settings, it looks like, for this. But that's okay.
I'm going to give it a try for a month.
I love Nuzzle.
For having Nuzzle-like features, that's worth $3.
Well, to me, the best feature is look at my, I made my Twitter feed purple. And I have a new Twitter icon.
Oh,
how about that?
Well, ain't that cute?
That's worth $3 by itself. $3 a month. Actually,
I have good stories in mine.
Oh, good.
I have Chris Dixon on the future of crypto, although that's so old. The Verge's background policy, which good for them.
I have that at the top of mine. I don't even know why I care about that.
The Verge's editorial policy? It's actually a really good policy. We can talk about it if you want to. Or
on background means you're talking to somebody, but you're not going to quote them.
Yeah, but, you know, a lot of times, like, I've been getting pushback, like, Amazon, Google are famous for this. They'll just, so on background, I'll bring up an issue.
Right.
And then they give you the most jargony, stupid non-answer. And I'm like, that's not effing anything. That's just,
I clicked that, by the way, and now I got a special on top. Blue, here's The Verge without any ads. Start reading. P.S. Ad-free articles doesn't include paywall access right now. So this is the ad-free version, which I'm getting anyway because I use an ad blocker. But still, I'm glad The Verge gets some money.
If they could incorporate paywall stuff, I mean, I have 50 million subscriptions. But if I could subscribe to Twitter Blue for like $10 a month and click on all the articles that I'm interested in, that's actually a really interesting proposition.
You'd pay more if it were more complete, more comprehensive.
I can't seem to.
I think normal people would if you paid like.
Do you think normal people pay even $3 for Twitter?
If you could get access to the news articles that people are tweeting, yes. Because then it becomes like your gateway to all the media.
Here's what your old buddy Om Malik has to say.
This will be good.
Oh, Lord.
This will be good.
He says, when you subscribe, I did. You'll get an additional icon on the right-hand menu that says Top Articles. I like the conversation panel that opens up when you highlight the article before clicking on the link to read it off Twitter. The ad-free readings thus far underwhelm me. There were three articles in my entire 24-hour top news articles timeline. Okay, so we obviously are getting more. Maybe it just hasn't, you know, kind of worked out yet. Notice, though, it wasn't just people we were following. It was people we were following divided by the publications that would allow it to be ad-free, which meant there was a lot of junk in there, a lot of chaff in there for me.
Well, mine is looking okay so far. It's pulling up a lot of college football stuff because 'tis the season for me.
Ohm says, despite the shortcomings, I'm willing to try this new offering at least for 6 months. After all, like most of us, I don't want to sign up for individual magazine or newspaper subscriptions. I'm surprised that Ohm does not, because you
he's
and
like
I
me.
Do.
I mean, it's, yeah, but I mean, if you think about it, I pay at least $1,000 a year in subscriptions.
Me too.
So
New York Times, well, Washington Post, The Atlantic, The New Yorker, Bloomberg.
It goes on.
You know, the information
but
alone
still,
is $400 a year.
I stopped that. I got rid of the information this year. I found Bloomberg way more interesting and relevant for
Bloomberg's
me.
Expensive. It's even more, but it's worth it.
It's $400. It's the same as the
Is it the same? Oh, okay. Mm. Yeah. I was paying the monthly, which is like $39. After all,
but,
the bigger question, Ohm writes, remains unanswered. What percentage of 397 million Twitter users will pay, this is my question too, will pay $36 a year for these premium features? I think people in our business will.
Yeah.
It won't be easy.
I think it's a small thing.
Yeah, it's hard to get people to pony up for something they perceive they've been getting for free. Tell me about it. I know all about that. Nevertheless, Twitter should stick with it, says Ohm, because in time people will start to see value in this premium upgrade.
I think so. And if they get enough people who matter, so journalists actually matter, you know, you reach journalists on this platform and you can push stories, right? Who will then write about your stories. You could see some sort of like media subscription come from that. And that's worthwhile. Or Twitter also has their newsletter thing. So maybe as an individual newsletter person, if I write something really awesome, I would love the chance to get a little bit of money from people reading it, you know.
How would this affect the Substack
people? Subscription? Unless Twitter did a deal with Substack.
Yeah, how would it affect all of the independent folks out there using Medium and Substack?
Well, let's say if I had a publication and I charged people $5 a month for it, and then maybe something, and I had this, and I was doing it through, what is Twitter's newsletter platform? Does anyone remember what they bought?
No idea.
Okay. Ooh. Whatever their platform is. If I had my regular subscription base, but then I did something that's a little bit more general interest and people wanted to read it, I could maybe click a button and Twitter would make it available through that and they could share some revenue back from the virality of it. Mm-hmm. That would be really interesting.
Look at what Aaron Rupar is doing on Twitter. It's kind of interesting. He did, he's a journalist, just started.
He is great. He watches all the Fox News stuff and the Trump stuff and everything else and pulls up the videos. He's invaluable.
So
he watches so you don't have to.
Twitter is a perfect medium for him. He just started a brand new newsletter. So he tweeted the Rittenhouse trial, live tweeted it, and then said, I'm tapping out for now, but if you appreciate it, check out my newsletter. For him, there's a lot of value.
Yeah.
Twitter is kind of the perfect medium for what he did with that, right?
He is perfect for that because he pulls videos of everything and makes it terribly shareable. Aaron deserves battle pay for what he does. So we all don't have to watch what he watches, but he's great.
But will this pull people off of Facebook for their news, you think?
No. Twitter, to me, Twitter is a very specialized audience. I mean, 300 some million people tells you right there. Compared to
Twitter is far better for me for news than Facebook.
I don't get news from Facebook. We're the exact.
I don't get news from Facebook.
No, we're the exact audience for Twitter, but that's not a big.
And that's
audience.
Fine. Well, but that's listen. That's it, what's gotten us in trouble is scale for scale's sake, scale for scale alone. Okay. To be as big as possible.
I agree.
And this is where I love get so excited about
things.
Project Blue.
But see, to me, Twitter's not niche enough.
Well, that's why blue matters. Not this blue, but the blue sky matters because, you know, if the speech layer becomes commodified, but the curation, selection, confirmation, authority layer becomes selective and you can pick who you want to find just the stuff you want, then maybe, maybe Mirable Dictu, you'd stop complaining.
Wouldn't it be interesting if somebody explained what Mirable Dictu means? No, I, wouldn't it be interesting? No, I know what it means. Wouldn't it be interesting? Phoenix Warp suggests this, I think. He's saying it may also filter out the crap on Twitter, just like our Discord. No one's going to pay to troll and just tweet out crap. But right now I'm seeing stuff from people who pay and not pay. Wouldn't it be nice to have a setting that said only Twitter blue people? Then it really becomes
They might get there. That, I think that, that's what you got to wait to get enough.
Yeah.
Right now it's 10 people.
That's definitely maximizing.
It's just 10 people.
It's just me,
it's
Jeff,
not 10 people.
And Stacey.
It's like 100.
It's 11. Well,
and Tony Hale alone is worth $2.99 a month.
Yeah.
Tony was the founder of Scroll and Chartbeat before that.
Oh, they bought Scroll. There. And I've been seeing that's one of the benefits of Twitter Blue. What is Scroll?
So Scroll was intended to say to publishers, you're losing people. You're losing money to ad blockers. You're never going to get money from them. What we can do instead is we can offer a group subscription, basically, where somebody can come in and they'll get an ad-free experience, legit, and you'll get a cut of the revenue. Tony never said it was going to solve every problem in the news industry, but it was going to be helpful. It was going to give them money they weren't getting. And so, but he trying to get all the publishers to sign up was torture. So he got a lot of them, but still. So then Twitter bought him and acquired him, his brains and his team. And they included that scroll-esque feature into Twitter. But again, all it does is give you, I already subscribed to the Washington Post. Mm-hmm. So I now get a page without ads to the Washington Post. I actually be fine with the ads to the Washington Post. They're not awful. I don't subscribe anymore to the Atlantic because it overdosed me. And so if I go to the link to the Atlantic, I'll still hit my, you know, two a month and you're done, bub. But I'll get them without ads.
This is definitely getting better for me. The more I scroll, it's just
putting you just turn it on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's definitely getting better. I'm seeing, of course, I see a lot of Twit content on there, but I'm seeing a lot of tech news in here now. In addition
in the
top stories for me.
Top articles. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is so much better.
So there's something on the right of top articles. I guess that's scroll conversation.
Oh, I don't know. I didn't even look at that.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess that's a. Oh.
Oh, no, that's cool.
Oh, Harry that's McCracken, for each article. So Mike click on President. An article.
Per article.
You'll see the conversation about
the
it.
Conversation.
Oh, dude.
That's something that Nuzzle did not have, and I kind of like
it. Yes,
that.
It did. Yeah. Yes, yes. Nuzzle, you could see.
Well, you'd see all the names, but you wouldn't see it scrolling like this.
But this is much better. Yeah, this is good.
This is good.
This gives you some context.
Oh.
Yeah.
Gives you some context. I mean, here's Jason Howell
so
tweeting about it.
I do feel like. This is cool. An improvement in the
it
Twitter
is.
Experience.
So far, I don't mind spending.
So good on them. Good on
and
them.
And it's a nice price point. $3 a month.
Yeah. So far, I don't mind it. I mean, the Washington Post subscription for me was about the same price, I believe, because of Prime.
About $4 a month, I think. $4.50 or something.
And I got Prime, nothing out of it. But this is so much more meat.
Now here's
what happens. You like the Washington Post?
I got nothing out of that subscription. I would pull it up, and it was almost like doom scrolling. Everything was just sad news.
I'm a little disappointed by the Washington Post too. I agree with you, but I wouldn't. But I don't do that for the Times either. Just go to their site and scroll through it. But I pay for it because when individual articles show up in the other feeds,
right.
Then I want to be able to see that without a paywall. Mm-hmm. And they come up enough in tech meme and other things that I'm going to see those. Yeah.
So, Leo, scroll down on the left side until you find Washington Post or Verge, one of those. Under top articles, you'll see a blue bar that says ad free with Twitter Blue.
Yeah, right here.
There.
Yeah.
So click on the article. Click on the article.
Okay.
Of course, you probably have an ad blocker anyway.
No, we already did that. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You did that already. I
remember that's why I was showing you the pop up that said,
sorry,
you're getting
I
this
lost
ad
my
free.
For
yeah,
minutes.
Yeah, yeah. So
he was tweeting.
No, I wasn't. I was screaming that I just spent a. By the way, how do I look in one gig?
Good. It's actually better, isn't it?
He's
nice.
He's still yellow.
He's not as well. No, he was pink before.
No, so. You can't.
That's one gig, much better.
One gig converts you to yellow, which is good.
Makes a lot.
I think those of us who pay for one gig would prefer to call it gold.
Gold,
but
daylight's balance.
Yeah. You look good. You're smooth, and the frame rate's good. But you're saying you dropped out.
Can you dance for us?
Yeah, dance
it
for
dropped
us.
It dropped out. They were supposed to give me 8 boxes to replace my boxes. I got 2 of the 8. They're supposed to come Friday. They now say Friday. Whoever told you Friday? No Friday. They're supposed to do all this last Tuesday. They didn't do much of it. I'm screaming on the phone, but hey, I look better.
I will say,
oh, was that you screaming on the corded telephone?
Yes,
show everybody that, in case they forgot what
you have a corded telephone.
That thing was awesome.
Just pick that up. It was like,
holy cow!
Oh my God, isn't that great?
Where'd you get that? Was there an antique store in Bedminster? What
the
hell?
That's our thumbnail.
This is my landline, children. My landline.
Landline. What is this?
Want to hear this weird thing?
Yeah.
It's called a dial tone.
What's a dial tone?
So I will say Twitter is still the place to go for customer service.
How would you figure that?
Well, oh yeah, I just did that with
Lisa. We had
Tesla.
It was SolarCity. We got our solar panels from SolarCity, now a Tesla company, and we didn't know it. But at the time, they installed decorative triangular solar panels that aren't actually solar panels. And you can see this is a picture. The regular solar panels look fine, but the cosmetic solar panels are starting to look terrible.
Yeah, that might be a problem.
So we called and called, and they said that's how we found out they're cosmetic. But then we never heard from. So finally, Lisa tweeted the next day they came and took them.
Yeah,
so
I agree with you on that. If you want something done, tweet them.
Yep. And that while Elon Musk is busy destroying his stock on Twitter. So that was pretty good. They could do 2 things at once. I thought that was impressive. Very impressive.